Connor Schwinney will join us from the WTMJ 24-Hour Newsroom with an update coming up here at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, it is 5:49 as we welcome to the conversation Jason McClain, whose website offers up kind of do-it-yourself paperwork for divorce, and that has led him to take a look at the reasons people divorce and come to the conclusion that popping the question over the holidays is just not a good idea. Good morning and welcome, Jason.
Thank you so much.
You know, we're at that time of the year where before you know it, Thanksgiving's going to be here, Christmas is going to be here, and there are a number of people around this time of the year that end up getting engaged, and you're not one of those folks that's a real big proponent of popping the question over the holidays, are you?
No, I tell you, if God is my secret judge, that is probably the worst possible mistake in the whole wide world. Forget about the holidays. Forget about November. Forget about Thanksgiving, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Valentine's Day. You pick a holiday or someone's birthday or any place where there's another attachment associated with it, and I can almost promise you that you'll find yourself coming to one of my websites, getting and filing for a divorce in no time at all.
Wow. Why is that?
You know, I tell you, for years, I've processed thousands and thousands of divorce cases literally every single month for the past 15 years. And the funniest thing is the biggest season for filing for divorces are around holiday periods. And people get this idea, this jovial excitement that says, I'm feeling good. I want to give the very best holiday gift in the entire world. I want to give him or her that one thing they will never, ever forget. And what it ends up doing is conflicting with what's already there. You see, the holidays themselves already have a point where you're feeling love, you're feeling excitement, you're feeling good. And literally, introducing something like a marriage proposal, it can create a false positive. You can take that joy of having your family around you or finally seeing Aunt Susie after she came back from the Alps on her camping trip or hanging out with your son or your daughters or all these great, wonderful people. And that wonderful feeling of joy conflicts with that joyful feeling of love when it comes to a marriage. And it's just not the best idea.
Wow. And this adds pressure, doesn't it, to really either party, the person that maybe is thinking about popping the question and then the person that has to come up with the answer.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the worst thing you want to do is pop a question, A, in front of an audience, B, on a holiday, C, in front of family. Never, ever, ever propose to somebody in front of family. I mean, the holidays can be a lonely time. The holidays can be an exciting time. But when you conflict things that are completely everlasting, like a marriage, like love, it just puts everything on an unstable platform. If you want a strong marriage, if you want a strong life with the person you're in love with, take the time, get to know them, and make your own holiday. Make your own anniversary that's off of the normal holidays like Valentine's Day or Christmas or November. That's the joyful thing about creating a wonderful life with somebody.
Sure.
Is you get to create your own holiday.
And Jason, what's your background to all of this? You know, how have you come to these ideas?
You know, I tell you, I've owned a company since 2002 called MyDivorcePapers.com. Believe it or not, I went through a divorce myself. I got married in 94, went through a divorce in 1996. Baddest, most horrible decision I made. Took me 7 years to find the love of my life and get remarried and have a family. But in that time period, I made a decision that says, you don't have to spend all this money on attorneys and all this money going around and around and around selling all your assets. If you and your spouse can get along, you've got to find a way to end your marriage. So I started a company called MyDivorcePapers.com, and we process literally over 1 million divorce cases over the past 15 years. Hmm. And we process thousands of them per month. So I kind of watch the trends. I see people coming to me for an annulment or a legal separation or divorce, and I see how much money they make. I see when they got married. I did a statistics. I went ahead, and I did this for you, as a matter of fact, Steve. I went ahead, and I went over the past 15 years of all the divorce processed cases that I did. I mean, someone comes on my website, they spend a couple of hundred bucks in our system, does it all for them. It's kind of like the TurboTax checks for filing for a divorce.
Okay.
Right? So that's kind of funny, but believe it or not, it's the truth. We're the TurboTax of divorce. It's the largest online divorce website in North America. It's an amazing thought, but it's there.
Okay.
But I went through and did stats. Do you realize that those who asked, who got married, number one, we have the engagement dates for about 70% of our customers, but of course we have all the marital dates for everybody. But those who got married on a holiday, literally or within 7 days before or after a major holiday, literally make up over 70% of all the cases we filed over the years. It's amazing. So holidays is not your day for getting a marriage. Listen, go find a Cary Grant DVD, sit down, go watch From Here to Eternity. I don't care. Watch Jim Cagney. You find an old movie, black and white. As a matter of fact, if you can't find a black and white movie, get a black and white TV, turn the color down, pretend you're there with some popcorn. Don't get married.
Okay.
Bad idea.
What about the age of people getting engaged or, you know, then correlating down the road to maybe things falling apart? Any interesting things or trends that you've picked up there?
Yeah, most certainly. Matter of fact, those who are getting divorced, usually around 35 to 39 years of age, and they've been married for 7 years. So that kind of goes back to the idea that says people are getting married in their late 20s, right, to early 30s. Their marriage, the seven-year itch, really does ring true. 7 years, 2 months, 14 days is the average length of a marriage. We've also found that women who make more money than men are the ones filing for divorce more often than men filing for a divorce against their spouses. So a lot of really interesting stats there. I could tell you more things you could ever want to possibly know about why they're ending their marriages.
Well,
and matter of fact, in this election season, it has it all over again as well, because things are changing step by step and day by day.
Yeah, sure. Well, people can read a lot more, and I think the bottom line takeaway advice here is before you think about popping the question here for Christmas or Thanksgiving, you might want to think again. And what's the website again, Jason?
Sure, it's mydivorcepapers.com.
All right, very good. Thanks for joining us with some kind of eye-opening perspective on what you know, some people might think of, oh, I'm going to pop the question on Christmas Day or whatever. Might think again. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks so very much.